Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker, a feast day for Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, because Saint Joseph is a special patron of our institute. And so, Saint Joseph the Worker, so we celebrate today in March, on March 19th, we celebrate Saint Joseph under the title Spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But instead today we celebrate Saint Joseph the Worker. And we see in the readings today, today's gospel, it's mentioned that our Lord is the carpenter's son. Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Right, evidence that the Holy Family lived basically a normal life, right? Nothing stood out as extraordinary in their lives, although I would imagine upon reflection, the people who knew them probably would have testified to their virtue for sure. But nothing extraordinary in the sense of miraculous taking place that's going to draw the attention and so that they wouldn't be surprised at his wisdom and mighty deeds. So everything is very much ordinary. And this serves as a reminder that sanctity and holiness does not consist in the extraordinary, but in the practice of the everyday virtues. I know Saint Joseph, one of the titles that I've heard given to him is patron saint of the humdrum life, right? Nothing extraordinary going on here. But at the same time, when we look at the virtues being practiced, in a certain sense, it is extraordinary because uncommon, right? For that reason, it is extraordinary. Sanctity, for this reason, is extraordinary and above the norm or beyond the norm simply because it's not common. And so what do we find commonly in the workplace? We commonly find many vices and sins, right? In the workplace, what do we find going on? So often, gossiping and detraction, disobedience, right, to legitimate orders of one's superiors, bosses, foul language, impatience, laziness, sloth, and of course that's connected with injustice, immodesty, theft, lying, avarice, greed, and then pride at one's success and accomplishments. Now, all of these vices and sins, which are unfortunately common in the workplace, are totally foreign to the soul of Saint Joseph and in all his dealings with his neighbor. In Saint Joseph, we see all of the contrary virtues, and all of those virtues which are contrary to those vices and sins which I just mentioned. And so Saint Joseph, known for his humility, notwithstanding, he was probably the best carpenter in Nazareth. Well, maybe with the exception of his son. But we see humility in Saint Joseph, silence, modesty, justice, right? And doing his work for a just wage, kindness, charity, right? We can imagine Saint Joseph helping those who weren't able to pay him or were found themselves in some particular need, right? Going out of his way, charity, diligence, putting in a good day's work, you know, not giving in to laziness or the weariness that comes with labor. Patience, you know, when things didn't go the way he wanted or in dealing with difficult people, patience. And so all of this, or for all of these virtues, we look to Saint Joseph as a model and as an intercessor. Now, it would be a good thing to hang a picture, a holy picture, a holy card of Saint Joseph in one's workplace, on one's desk, to invoke his help, especially in times of difficulty, right? When we're having difficulty practicing those virtues, ask Saint Joseph to bring grace and peace and holiness and even success to the work of our hands. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tui.